Christian greetings, my dear brothers and sisters in the Lord. I certainly greet you in the name of Jesus. It's been a blessing to be here. And certainly blessed this morning of the songs that were sang. And I was also blessed with this song just a little bit ago. We love the Lord and we live from day to day. We want to live in walk in the steps of Jesus, but we need some maintenance on our lives, on our maintenance, on our Christian walk. You know how it is when our vehicle isn't cared for. I only remember one vehicle in my time that I didn't care for and didn't check the oil like I should have. And I was going down the road one day and all of a sudden something went bang. And what's wrong with this thing, you know? So I neglected the maintenance. It run out of oil and busted a rod or something. I don't know what all happened, but anyhow, I'm not a mechanic. If the things run and work for us, okay. If not, I'm done. So, but this is not the way with maybe I shouldn't say it, not that, shouldn't word it quite like that. But God is watching over us, and sometimes He brings us things that we realize, oh, well, we need to do a little bit something about this here in order to carry on in His ways, in His to His honor and glory. So the blessed assurance, we have that. This morning, that song, for some reason, we sing that quite often to God and to each other across the deboning table. It's a real blessing to have that assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Did we really truthfully say that? Or is there maybe some maintenance work that needs to be done in our lives, in our Christian walk, that am I really this and that? And have I really confessed all my sins? Is it all under the blood and blotted out, like Henry said? And then some words that we say, sometimes I need to go, I make a statement, and then I need to go and correct it, you know. Maintenance, to keep us upbeat with the Lord Jesus. And He is willing and ready. And so we praise Him and praise Him. Something that really, I'm just a channel this morning. I didn't have in mind to come down this weekend. And then, of course, my wife left me. I was kind of lonesome. I got to thinking. And as we were working at the, working there at the shop, I asked the others there. I says, well, maybe you can give me some advice. Which should I do? Should I just stay here? I said, and Jason's down there trying to adjust himself to his situation. And Dad's up there, and my wife is down there. Should I just go to church here? They kind of advised me to just, if my wife left me, just go after her. So that's what I did. So I'm only a channel to speak to you that God has what God has for me. And some of that is the maintenance that we need to do at times. And this song just really blessed my heart. There's five verses there. And for a heart to praise my God. And sometimes we get downcast and we need a little lifting up. Need a little more forepower, maybe, to boost us up and get us going. A heart from sin set free. That is such a blessing. A heart resigned to God and submissive. Friends and brothers and sisters, are we really as submissive as we act sometimes and let on? Submissive. Submissive to the authority that reigns over us, the authority that teaches us from the Word of God. My dear Redeemer's throne, yes, where only Christ is heard to speak, where Jesus reigns alone, have we completely died to self and are living for Jesus, where Jesus reigns alone? Or are we like the, we've got our own selfish ideas and we just want to, we're going to do that or else, no matter what other people say. I think there's somebody threw a rod or something like that, maybe. So anyhow, it goes on with a heart that with every thought renewed, the thoughts that we have and the thoughts that we have towards each other. We are members of a body, just like our hands and feet and eyes and ears and so on. We are members of a body. We are all members, yes, but we are a one body. And that's the way we need to be. Full of love divine. Sometimes I think we, and I'm talking to myself and those that have ears to hear. And so, perfect and right and pure and good. That's a pretty big order too. We better use some pretty good oil to keep things running smooth. And so, a copy, Lord, of thine. And we have, we certainly want to humble ourselves and of a contrite heart, a broken spirit and a contrite heart, God will not despise. And so believing true and clean, which neither life nor death can part, are we fixed? Are we fixed like that? Nothing's going to separate me from God and my Savior. We're going to live for Him, for life or death. And have the idea, like Paul told us, he said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Now, we got the word last night that Willie Byler passed away. His time was here. He's been somebody I knew for many years. Well, ever since we moved to Tennessee, I guess, I learned to know him and was kind of impressed with all his, ingenuity in converting vehicles and tractors into a speeding vehicle. One day I was going down, we were traveling up through Guthrie and the area there, and there's this big rig come along, and I mean, it was just going on. And here it was, his rig that he had devised, that the trailer, the big trailer with logs, was pushing his tractor, and he was really going down the road. And so I kind of admired him, you know, but I guess that was... later on, I understand that they're not supposed to gear them tractors up like they used to do. But anyhow, that's something else. But his time was here. And just like our verse, you know, we need to lift up our heads. You know, the end is near. And we want our new name written on the pages of that book, the new name, the best name of love. Now that was not, that's all free there. I didn't have that in mind, but it just goes with the message that I had thought to share. And like I said, I was wasn't planning on coming, so this is kind of a thing put together. But as a vessel, you know, God said, I'll be with you. So it's to him be the glory, not to me, that's for sure. And so I appreciated also getting the information of Ralph's time in Jackson, and that the adoption was passed and everything. And I'm glad we can pray for each other in that way. Let's live for others and not just ourselves in this trip that we're taking. And the blessedness of waiting for the, well, we were, like he said, we were adopted into the family of God. But Paul says something in Romans several times there, waiting for the adoption, to wit. Waiting. Now, that is that we've been adopted to him in the family of God, and now we're waiting for that trip to glory. And there's nothing more important than to keep up our maintenance program in our Christian walk of life, that we keep this going, being filled with the Holy Spirit of God, pressing forward, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know, many people are filled with self, and follow their own opinions and drift away from the Word of God. And that's a terrible situation. But like we had in our Sunday school lesson, if we help those out of that, putting them out of the fire even, we saved a soul. That is so wonderful. And they drift away from the Holy Word of God. And I'm going to switch over to Ephesians. I haven't even given a text really, but anyhow. Here in Ephesians, the Word of God, there, it talks about the people like that don't understand, and their eyes of understanding are dim, and there's really, they're not walking in the light, as Brother Leonard shared with us last Sunday. The light of the world, and walking in that light. And here he says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, Paul was concerned and he was so rejoicing. And he says even that when he heard of their faith in chapter verse 15, chapter 1, if I say that correctly, and the love to all saints, and he ceases not to give thanks for you, he says, making mention of you in my prayers. Have you spent time this morning when I was in my prayer room there? Who all have I prayed for in my prayer closet? Have we prayed for each other? Have we other people on our mind when we come to the prayer in our prayer closet, you know, that we would pray for each other. He says, he was, verse 16, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, praying for the church and praying for our families and praying for everybody, all the Christians, that they would maintain their walk of life in Christ Jesus. And here he says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, those that are adopted into the family of God. The inheritance that is, and this, the inheritance he's speaking about here is out of this world. It is in heaven, an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith, through faith in Jesus. And on to the end, he says, I can't get that last verse there. But anyhow, he goes on here to say, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power? The greatness of the power of God to usward. Do we receive that power? Is the Holy Spirit, the power of the Spirit, is it master? Does it master our hearts to where we can really give up and surrender all, have a submissive heart, a loving heart, a heart that's true and pure and clean? The power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. And then he goes on and says, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Are we really committed to that type? Are our eyes of understanding open? Do we see the light? Do we continue in the light? God is such a good God, and he has pity on us. At times he reminds us of things that we failed and that we need to correct. And we need to go and talk to a brother or sister, even in our own feelings. If we are hurt or something, we need to go and talk, and we need to share this. Sometimes it's a struggle, but it brings peace and wonderful connection. And so some people rearrange their lives so that they are accepted in the social realm. But you know, God is the only one that can transform the heart and enable a real change for the better, a real change to be more like Jesus. We don't want to be just washed white, but we want to be washed white in the blood of Jesus, that our sins are under that blood, and we're ready to go. Lift up your heads. Even the prophet said, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. The redemption. How soon will some of us be having our bodies buried out here in the cemetery? We don't know. But every day, we're not promised, but each day could be, whatever comes next could be our last day. We don't know, but let's be ready. Let's have our hearts turned toward him and praise him and be channels that he can fill and use as we continue in the church and into the ones that teach us. And I'm not necessarily talking about myself, but anyhow, the ministers have a responsibility to teach and to admonish and to warn when things go wrong. If we have a true faith, if you have love born of the Spirit of God, and you have hope in the coming of the Lord Jesus any day. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. The ungodliness of Sodom and Gomorrah has invaded our country. If we have a hope in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be motivated today. We will be motivated to live as we ought to live today. And that God can be glorified in our life. A faith that works, a love that labors, and a hope that endures. How is it with our maintenance program? I want to share a little bit from Peter's writing. I know Peter had a struggle too. He was a rough character. If you read history books of the disciples, the apostles, you know. And Peter was, I think he was one of the roughest ones there. He wasn't the ugliest one, I don't think, because Judas turned out to be that one. And I think Jesus loved him as much as he did the others. But the plan was made. God had the plan in place. And so it was Judas that betrayed him. But it was Peter that denied him. Notice the mercy and the love and the forgiveness of our God. How Peter turned out to be a wonderful disciple. And I enjoy reading of his writings. And especially, we are living in a day when there's very, very much false teaching about, false ideas. This thing don't matter. That thing don't matter. I can do this and you go your way and I'll go mine. It's in 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. It says here, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I know there's different levels of knowledge and of sanctification, but we all have been taught what needs to be, and we have obtained the faith of God excuse me, through the righteousness of God. So, through Jesus Christ, the righteousness. We have no righteousness of ourselves. The prophet Isaiah says it's just like filthy rags. But we can be clean. We can surrender all, give up. And Peter's greeting here was, grace be and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And so Peter was concerned here. He writes out of pastoral concern, I believe, to warn against the false teachings that and their influencing people. Excuse me. Anyhow, Peter and Paul, they dealt with the same evil spirit of Satan that we deal with today. And some sheep want to wander away. But he says that we should continue on in Christians. Now, the early Christians, we could think that, well, they didn't have any problem. Jesus was with them and so on and so forth. But that was not the deal. But according, talk about maintenance in our Christian lives, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. He has provided all things, everything that we need. And I believe Peter, after he was really born again, you know, the how Jesus told Peter, he says that when he becomes converted, he shall strengthen his brethren. And that's what we need to do. Strengthen each other in the most holy faith. And I think Peter's purpose was threefold as well. In this, to stimulate Christian growth and to combat the false teaching that was of their day, and to encourage watchfulness, being watchful for the Lord's return to this earth to bring his children home. You know, he exhorts the Christians to grow in faith and in knowledge, in grace, and have a strong faith. And we have a lot of people in our world today that don't even believe that Jesus exists or God exists or anything like that. They deny Christ and that but he will return, and he will judge us according to our works. He will judge us for the sin of the world. So, but then he goes on there to say that in verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped of the corruption that is in the world through lust. Escaping that corruption. Oh, God, help us that we would not be drawn into that realm of unbelievers and so forth, and the corruption that is in the world. You know, just a week ago or something, you probably heard that too, how that this young man got on the airplane, went through the detectors and everything. And somewhere between there and the plane, somebody got him a computer, a box like a computer. And the plane took off. And they were still climbing. And his bomb that he had in this computer exploded. Blew a hole in the out in the, through the plane, and of course, needless to say, he was the first one out. And so that's a terrible thing. But fortunately, they were not out of oxygen yet. He could bring the plane down, and he landed the plane. But a number of other stuff got sucked out through there too. So. He gave us everything that we can be escaped from the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence. Yeah, all diligence. Add to your faith virtue. These additives. Now, the Conklin Company has a number of additives to add to your motor, your car, truck, and so forth. I think they're all good products, but they're kind of expensive. But anyhow, he says here to add to your faith virtue, but with diligence, not just casually, but with diligence. He said, let me just read that again. And besides this, giving all diligence. Now, the word diligence is contained in a person that is characterized by steady, earnest, and energetic effort in accomplishing. In this particular way is accomplishing that which God wants to accomplish through us. Give all diligence. Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. It just sounds like a beautiful song to me. And to godliness, brotherly love, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. Now, he says here, if these things be in you. See, we've got to have it inside. We were born sinners, and we have been adopted by God. We have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. We have confessed our sins, and so we want to continue on in virtue. Virtue is a virtuous strength, manliness, conformity to a standard of right is what the dictionary gives on virtue. Morality, a particular moral excellence, manly strength of courage. That's what Peter is talking about here, is that we would be diligent with this situation, this program that he has for us and for every heart, and that we would have brotherly love, brotherly kindness, and brotherly, if these things be in you now, he says. That's a wonderful thing. If it's in you, and I trust that it is in all of us here, as we listen to this maintenance program that Peter has. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things, oh, God forbid that there's anyone in here that lacks these, that have come to the knowledge and to accountability. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, he comes here with that word diligence again, to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Jesus is right there, strengthening us. And also, he has warned us through his word to stay away from the evil men, the evil persons. Proverbs goes through that. And we want to be, and in just meditating and studying to, during the night, last night, I had to think of the verse in Isaiah, and I trust it'd be good if we just remind us again. You know the verse 61, or in chapter 61. Verse 3. Who can tell me what that verse says? I'm the same way. It's been some time since that. The youth fellowship meetings. Now you know. Trees of righteousness. Trees planted, where he says here in verse 3. And I would like to just read the, I don't know times here, but 61, Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint them that mourn to in Zion to give unto them beauty for ashes, oil for joy of mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Oh, we just want to end up with that. But what kind of root system do you have in your tree? What kind of root? Are we rooted deep in the ground? Is our like Psalms 1 says, it goes down deep, the tree that bringeth forth its fruit. And so, what is feeding your tree? And what kind of fruit is it producing? Let's remember to do maintenance. And this is the book that we need to use for maintenance work. Thank you for your prayers. Let's kneel and pray.